Before answering you, it depends on what's already been said. This Reuters story broke, and I don't know whether this is going to prevent an announcement in Saigon or not.
Okay, ladies, Saigon. The United States has promised to send more U.S. soldiers and civilian advisors to South Vietnam to furnish more equipment for the war against guerrillas. The Vietnamese government announced tonight the announcement by Major General Cox said the undisclosed number of fresh American troops would be used as additional advisors. They will reinforce the 15,000 American servicemen already served. Cox said additional civilian advisors have been promised for the U.S. The South Vietnamese premier said that the increase of U.S. supplied equipment, including transport planes, plus more technicians, maintenance and communication work. The Prime Minister said this morning, this after conference with Taylor, former chairman, Joint Chief Staff, communicated published after the meeting said, the Prime Minister of the Vietnamese government had just received confirmation by Ambassador Taylor that the U.S. government, in agreement with the Vietnamese government, had decided to strengthen the present military and civilian advisory group. Khan listed four main appeals: to have more military advisors among units in the armed forces, especially at the battalion level, the sea patrol, and the air unit; to beef up the American special forces in order to help the Vietnamese intensify the training and supporting units of the Corps with a view to increasing their effectiveness in operations against Viet Cong infiltration across our border, especially conducting counter-guerrilla operations to destroy Viet Cong units and bases. They have more military advisors in the provinces in order to improve regional military forces. Now, George Reedy normally has a briefing at 11. I would guess because we're receiving the presidents of the Malagasy Republic, Madagascar, that fellow, that I imagine that George will postpone it a little bit. I think offhand, without really knowing, that when they ask him, that he ought to say yes, there are going to be, from time to time, people that going out from here that will be interpreted as an increase. On occasions, there will be decreases, such as the police units brought back. These details of what is going out in connection with this announcement, I think you ought to go to the defense.
Absolutely. You're entirely right, Mr. President. You're ahead of me. I didn't have that release on my desk, but that's exactly what should be done. He can tell us that, and I'll have our people here already to respond.
Yep. Bye.
Thank you.